Let's go back to what we discussed all the way at the beginning of the Masecht over here before we start Mishnah. There are really three steps when it comes to how the Isser of Maestras clicks into place. The first thing you need is the food has to be edible. If you're going to take it out of the ground before it's edible, it'll never be Mechuyev of Maestras. It has to be Roy Lechil. If you take it out after it's edible, even though it's not fully ripe, the first step, let's call it Shlav Aleph, goes into place, and that is you cannot eat Achilas Keva without first taking off Maestras. Can't have a meal, but you can eat it as a snack. You can eat it Achilas Aroy, even without taking off Maestras. This is Midrabon. So it's going to stay in this Shlav Aleph, that Achilas Aroy is Mutter, a snack is Mutter, Achilas Kva is Aser, until what has to happen afterwards is Gemar Malach. You have to completely process it. Once you finish working with it, whether it was completely gathered, everything is going to be different. We're going to see. For example, in regard to tefuah, wheat, barley, it has to be threshed on the field. In regard to grapes and olives, they have to be pressed. Each thing is different. But at the point, the farmer's job is finished. You can say that. That's called Nigmru Malachta. Then we enter into Shlav Beis. What happens Shlav Beis? Assuming you're taking this to be sold, and you're not even allowed a snack from it. What if I'm not taking it to be sold? What if I'm taking it home? So you can still eat Achilas Aroy, or, besides for selling it, which we explained, brings in Shlav Beis, or even Achilas Aroy is Aser, there could be five other things. Bringing it into your courtyard, even though you're not bringing it into your house. Once you bring it into your house, that's Shlav Gimel. That's Aser Min HaTorah. But even bringing it into your courtyard would trigger Shlav Beis, that even Midrabanan, you cannot even eat Achilas Aroy. Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, you can't eat Achilas Aroy. If you're mafresh truma from it, you can't eat Achilas Aroy. If you cook it or salt it, you can't eat from it Achilas Aroy. That's after it's Nigmru Malachta. So basically, Gemar Malacha sets the stage that it could become Asur Achilas Aroy, provided one of six things happen. You bring it to sell, once again, Shabbos comes, bring it into the courtyard, even though you didn't bring it into your house. Separate truma from it, or you cook it or salt it. So now I have to know when it's Nigmru Malachta. Having said this, let's see Mishnah. Ezeu Garnan L'Maisris. What is considered the Goyren? The Goyren is the threshing floor. That's for Tvua. But what's the Goyren? What's the final process for different types of Peres? That brings us into Shlav Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hakishuyim V'Deluyim. Cucumbers and the gourds, or pumpkins, whatever deluyim is, mishayefakesu. Mishayefakesu means you take off the hairy covering. It has like a fuzzy carpet-like covering. When it gets fully ripe, it falls off on its own. If you take it off before it's fully ripe, you have to take it off on your own. And when you take that off, it's not considered nigmru malachtai. V'meina mefakesu, if he doesn't plan on taking it off for whatever reason, shiyamet areima. Then it's finished once it's put into a pile. Avatiach, a melon, Mishiyashalik. What does Mishiyashalik mean? Same thing as Mefakes, except that with Kishuyin and Deluyim it's called Mefakes, and with Avatiach it's called Mishiyashalik, says the Batanura, but it also means removing the hair. The main of Mishalik, if he has no plan on removing the hair, Chiyasa Mukta. Until you spread them out in a special area, you lay them out and you say, okay, it's finished. Now, with melons, you don't pile them up. With the Kishuyim and the Deluyim, you pile them up. With melons, if you're going to pile them up, the top melons are going to crush the bottom ones. So you're not going to pile up the melons. Rather, you lay them out on a field. That area of the field is called a Muktzah. And we understand, once it's here, it's finished. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Yorek HaNegad, vegetables that are usually Negad. Negad is tied together, like Lulav Tzarech Agad. Remember that from Masechtas Sukkah? HaNegad, vegetables that are usually tied in bundles, Mishnah Yoygad. So once you tie them in bundles, it's considered nigmru malachtai. Im eina oiget, if you don't plan on tying them in bundles, so it's achi malas akli. Then what's called finish? What's called nigmru malachtai? Let's say you're walking around with a keli and you're filling it up with vegetables until the keli is full. Vim eina malas akli. What that means is, says the Batanura, he doesn't plan on just stopping after the first keli. He has more kelim to fill up. And it's Atshe Yilkait Kal Tzarche, literally until he gathers all that he needs. What it means is, says the Baal Tanur, until he finishes filling all of the containers, all of the kelim that he is working with. Kalkal, if he's working with a large basket, Achiyachapa. So what they would do when they had a large basket was they would cover it with leaves. They would cover the vegetables with leaves or with little thorns. So that's considered Gemar Malacha. Vim Einai Mechapa, if he doesn't plan on covering it, so it's Achiyamalasakli until the large basket gets full. Vim Einai Mechapa, and if he doesn't plan on filling up the large basket, it's Achiyilkut Kaltsarcha, it's until he gathers all the vegetables that he needs and he puts them up over here. So until that point, you can for sure eat Achilas Aroi. Afterwards, you can't. When do we say you can't? If you're taking it to the marketplace to sell. So the Batanura explains, once he's en route to the marketplace, he already can't eat Achilas Aroi. But if he's taking it to his house, then we say, you can still eat Aroi until he reaches his house. So again, once he comes into his house with the Peiris, that's really Shlav Gimel, would be Aser min HaTorah. But other things can happen to bring it into Shlav Beis, where even Achilas Aroi is Aser midrabanan, besides for selling it. As we said, there are a total of six things, once it's Nigmar Melachtoi, that are going to cause the Isser of Achilas Aroi to click into place. That would be bringing it into the Chatzar, even without bringing it into the house, selling it, cooking it, salting it, separating Trumas Maisris, or if Shabbos comes. So, chazring over, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, our Mishnah asked, what's considered the equivalent to the threshing floor, finishing it off? What's called Nigmru Malachta when it comes to Maisris? Kishuim and Deluyim, when you take off the fuzzy, hairy stuff on it. If you don't plan on doing that, when it goes into a pile, melons. Also, when you take off the hair, if you don't plan on doing it, it's until you line them up, because you don't put melons piled one on top of the other. The top ones will crush the bottom ones. Vegetables that you plan on tying, you sell in bundles, it's when you tie it. If you don't plan on selling it in bundles, it's when you fill up the keli you're collecting with it. If you don't plan on stopping after one keli, but you have several, it's until you fill up all the keli. If it's a large basket that they used to cover with leaves, it's until you cover it with leaves. If you don't plan on doing it, it's until you fill the basket. If you plan on filling more than one, it's until you fill all of them. Now it's Nigmar Malachdai, and you can no longer eat Achilas Aroi if you plan on taking it to the marketplace to sell. But if you plan on taking it home, you can eat Achilas Aroi until you get to your house. And as we explained, there's Shlav Aleph. That's when it's royally achila. If you pick it afterwards, take it out of the ground, or take it off the tree, you can eat achilas arai, but not achilas kva, once it's nigmru malachta, and you plan on selling it, or one of the other things, like one more time, bring it into your courtyard, even though it's not into your house, Shabbos comes, you separate truma from it, or you cook it, or you salt it, in addition to selling it, you would not be able to eat even Achilas Aroi from it. When you bring it into your house, then it becomes Aser min HaTorah. This is according to most Shittos.